Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Indeed it is. Welcome one and all to IMO. Of course, that stands for In My Opinion, because that's what the show's about, silly. This is the show where I take weird and wacky news stories from all through the week, collect them together, share them with you, and then ask you what you think about them. It's as simple as that. It really is indeed. Now, I have got some pretty good stuff coming up today. I was talking about some of it with Chip and Spud before the news, and my top story today, it's all about nets, trees and birds. If you can figure that out before I jump into it, 10 points to you. I don't want to make it a competition, but congratulations if you can figure out what that was. And so that's quite an interesting one. Trees, birds and nets, that's all I'm going to give you on that one. I also have a pointless poll on the way. That's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. This week it's all about the clocks changing. There you go, the clocks changing. And whether that there's actually any need to do that anymore, because I find it really annoying. Nothing, you didn't hear anything. So I want to know... Yeah, that's one of the things. Pointless poll about the clocks changing. It's interesting? I've also got a tune of the week on the way from Tame Impala. Looking forward to sharing that one. With all of the things I'm talking about today, be it my top story, pointless poll or music or whatever, I want to know what you think. You can let me know in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it's through social media. You can find us, just search for Vectus Radio on Facebook and on Twitter, and I'm sure you'll be able to find us. I'll be posting top questions and all that as we go throughout the show. You can also send me a text. The number for that is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with BR6, then a T, then another T, it'll come right through to the nerve centre. And if you want to do it old school, we do have an email address. The address for that is studio@vectusradio.fm. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into today's top story. As I said, all about trees, birds, and nets. I'll explain in a second. So, hello, welcome to part one of IMO, of course, standing for In My Opinion. Now, my top story this week, it's all about, as I said, about 9,000 times, trees, nets and birds. So when I was a wee kid, a very small boy, going to like primary school or whatever, I would joke that when I like passed a new house or something that was, you know, when it's all covered in like weird insulation blocks, I joke that it was wrapped up for someone's birthday. Well, now it turns out that builders across the country are putting trees and hedgerows in nets, essentially wrapping them up. to stop birds from nesting there. And I looked at the images that were accompanying these stories that I was seeing online, and it looks bizarre. It looks like you've kind of iced a hedge, but the icing is bright red. It's a very strange situation. I'd encourage you to quickly like Google it and have a look at this stuff as I'm talking about it, because it's quite bizarre to see. So why is this a news story? Why is the netting of hedgerows and trees a story? Well, it's because the RSPB have actually raised some concerns about this. They've said that builders install these nets to make it easier to remove the greenery when needed. And that's... the RSPB, they've said that builders, they're installing these to make it easier for them to remove greenery and stuff when they're, when it's needed. And they made the point that though it is an offence to destroy an active nest, there's no law in place to stop people from preventing people don't make nests, birds do, preventing birds from making a nest in the first place. Bizarre. And it's a bit strange. As I said, the images of these nets all the way along, hugely long pieces of kind of greenery in the countryside near, assumedly, where houses are going to be in the near future. It, it It's very interesting. And since the RSPB have registered these complaints or kind of started talking about this, some high-profile people have actually called for an end to the practice, including Chris Packham, the broadcaster, who I think got behind the campaign to save the East Cowes umbrella tree, which I think has actually... There's potentially that potentially will be saved now, which is great for the community. And Chris Packham described this netting of trees and hedgerows as ghastly. And yes, it does look horrible. Apparently, netting the trees and hedges to stop these birds nesting is not a new thing, apparently. And has been defended by some home builders who say it's just complying with the current regulations. Isn't kind of working on the theory there's nothing to say they can't. So they are, and it makes their job a little bit easier. So I kind of see where both sides are coming from. And on this, I want to know what you're thinking about this, because I want to know whether you think netting trees is a good idea or not, because... on the one hand, it's good in the long run as it protects wildlife from the dangers of, like, construction sites. But on the other hand, it also squeezes animals into a smaller and smaller habitat for the duration of this netting. And I really, really want to know what you think. You can let me know, as usual, via social media on Facebook and Twitter. The post is up on Facebook. It went up about an hour and 20 minutes ago. You can find that. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you're thinking about this. If I get some interesting responses, I'll be sharing them in the second half of the show. As with Twitter, I'll be posting the question in just a moment. If you want to send me a text on this, the number for that is 60777. That's 60777. Start that message with BR6T, then another T. It comes right through to the nerve center. And if you do in emails today, if you're in the mood for an email, the address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, while we all think about the pros and cons of netting trees and hedgerows, let's listen to a bit of Maren Morris. This is Girl.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed, and now it is time for the pointless poll. That's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic, as if it wasn't obvious enough already. So last week, let's announce the results of last week's poll. A week ago today, I was talking about how former US Vice President Joe Biden might have accidentally announced he was running for the 2020 presidential election. I asked a question that kind of relates to that, and I said, we all know someone who likes to spill the beans on any secret at the first opportunity, and how annoying that is. So I wanted to know whether you guys were good or bad at keeping secrets. So I've got the result. The results are in on Facebook and Twitter on the poll. So let's have a look. Da-da-da. So on Facebook, it's just a majority, but it's pretty clear majority. We can't trust you if you use Facebook, because 63% of the vote went to oops, just told. So you obviously can't keep a secret, you Facebook people. Honestly, can't believe you sometimes. But 37% of you say you're pretty good. So I'll take my chances. So Facebook overall can't keep a secret. Despicable, honestly. So if we head over to Twitter, a rather different story plays out, with 67% of that vote going to my lips are sealed. So clearly, on Twitter, the island is a lot better at keeping secrets than on Facebook. An interesting observation that means nothing at all. Well, it is called Pointless Poll anyway, isn't it? So what's this week's question then? So, this week's question is all about clocks. I love a bit of a clock. It tells me when I'm late and how late I am, which is a lot. Oops. The clocks are changing. They're changing again next Sunday. On Sunday, I believe, actually. Yeah, it's Sunday at the end of this week. They're changing again. And I understand that when this was first introduced, however many billions and millions of years ago that was, there was a reason. Maybe it was something to do with, like, ancient farming or something like that. I don't know, but in the modern world, I don't really get the point of the clocks changing all the time. I don't understand why we need to do that. I mean, to me, it just seems like another thing for me to forget and then be an hour late to everything. And I don't like being late, but I'm a bit scatterbrained sometimes. So the question I'm asking you today is, would you be fine with not having the clocks change at all and just having the same time all the time? Or are you fine with having the clocks change? It doesn't really bother you. The poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook in just a moment. It will be staying there for the entire week. And as usual, I will be announcing the results in next week's show. So that's something to look forward to. This is one of my favourite bits to do. It's always quite fun to come up with the topics and interesting to see the answers. So yeah, are you bothered about the clocks changing? Yeah or no? The poll will be going up and it'll stay there for the week. Results next week as usual. Yeah, pretty good stuff. Yeah. And now, how about of Sarah Brightman and the Hot Gossip? This is I Lost My Heart to a Starship. Fair enough.
Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Indeed it is. Welcome to part two of IMO. Of course, that stands for In My Opinion. Now, it's 8 minutes to seven, and I'm going to have a quick look at the texts, because we've got a couple of texts coming in about our top story that we were talking about at the top of the hour. We were talking about how builders have been wrapping trees and hedgerows and all sorts in big plastic nets to stop birds nesting near their construction sites. And we've learned that the practice isn't illegal per se, because it is legal to get rid of a active nest, but it's not illegal to stop people nesting in the first place. And some interesting stuff coming through. An anonymous texter has said, netted trees must look really cool. Honestly, they really don't. They look bizarre. It looks like, you know, the kind of weird netting you see tangerines in a supermarket. It's like that, but it's covering an entire countryside, if that makes any sense. Because they're these very bright colours. It's like somebody's gone and highlighted a beautiful picture of countryside. It's very bizarre. Another anonymous texter. So they're making birds homeless, essentially. Essentially, but they're not destroying all of the places that they could go to, but it's just an interesting thought as they're kind of temporarily removing these places where birds can live and have a lovely life. Those were some interesting texts that came in. Those were some interesting texts. Now, it's 6 minutes to seven, and I don't know whether we have time for a bonus story. Which is a bit sad, because I found quite a funny one, actually. Let's do it anyway. So, bonus story time. Today's bonus story is all about rapper Cardi B, who is trying to copyright her catchphrase. Let me just try and get this right. Okurr! Yes, you heard me right. Her catchphrase is the noise okurr. Yeah, it's a bit strange. She was appearing on a US talk show, and she described the noise as a cold pigeon in New York. And if you're like me, you probably have the same question in your head as I did when reading and finding that out. It was, okay, so what does this mean? Apparently, it can be used as a simple affirmation, or, if you change the way you say it, as a comeback to someone who needs criticizing. That's the words. That's what apparently what this noise means. Cardi B isn't the first musician to try and copyright a catchphrase or other phrase from their music. Both Taylor Swift and Britney Spears have both made attempts in the past. And even the estate of Prince tried to copyright a specific shade of purple as it's the official colour of the brand he left behind. So interesting stuff, because When you think of copyrights, you think of somebody who's come up with some really interesting new invention, and they want to make sure that nobody's copyrighting it. But you don't necessarily think of people copyrighting noises, phrases, and colours. So the question I had on that one is, usually, of course, these claims are denied by the authorities, but do you think artists should be able to claim and copyright phrases and colours and stuff like that? It does seem a bit vague to me. I don't really get it at all. If you want to, you can let me know via social media, Twitter and Facebook. Of course, you can drop me a text. The number for that, 60777, and the letters and other number. If you start the message with BR6TT, that comes right through to the nerve centre. So that's the bonus story. I think that's pretty much all from me. Dun, dun, dun. That is all from me this week. I will, of course, be back next week if you can be bothered to listen to me for another hour, which I'll let you go if you really have to, but I would love you to come back again next week. But if you're still here, there is no reason for you to go anywhere else, because Marco is, of course, up next with his Mod Anthems, taking you from 7 all the way until 10. If you're staying up really late, we've got Nonstop 80s all the way through the night from 10. And, of course, if you're waking up early, we've got Hello Vectis from 7 and Dom with The Breakfast Show from 8. As I said, I'll be back next week with another edition of IMO. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here's Halsey. This is Without Me. See you next week. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7pm on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.